Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. This is Abdul Nasser Jengda and you're listening to the Qalam podcast. Qalam is an organization dedicated to making Islamic knowledge accessible for everyone. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a very beautiful and powerful opportunity for learning and spiritual growth in the life of a Muslim. Therefore, Qalam has put together amazing resources for you and your family, your community to benefit from in the month of Ramadan, from a webinar on how to prepare to recitation of the entire Quran, the meaning and the message of the whole Quran, the du'as from the Quran, special webinars and events in regards to the Battle of Badr, the last 10 nights and Laylatul Qadr, and so much more. We're very excited and happy to bring you all of this Ramadan programming. Be a part of the good work that we are doing at Qalam, educating Muslims, educating people all around the world by going to supportqalam.com. Donate, contribute, give generously, and have your share in the Sadaqa Jariya and the amazing work that is going on. Supportqalam, QALAM.com. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillah, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleena Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everybody, and welcome back to the message of the Quran, where we will be, inshallah, going over the different ajza of the Quran tonight, or today. My juz is juz number 24. Inshallah, we'll be covering juz number 24. Tonight's juz actually has a variety of surahs in it, all of them from the Meccan era. But before we begin with the discussion on the chapters and their themes, I first would like to direct everybody to appreciate and to help support HHRD, Helping Hand for Relief and Development. This entire series is brought to you by Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Helping Hand has been a trusted partner of Qalam for many, many years. They have served people in need around the globe since 2005 with a focus on international relief and development. Since its inception, they have assisted millions in need with emergency aid and have lifted thousands out of poverty with their long-term assistance programs. This Ramadan, Helping Hand is focusing on continuing its fight to eradicate hunger across the world with the hashtag #ShareYourPlate campaign. To learn more, visit hhrd.org/Qalam. So today, inshallah, we'll be going through some of the different lessons. Of course, the juz itself has so many different lessons, subhanAllah. But we'll be going over some of the different lessons from the juz. The juz actually begins in ayah number 32 of Surah Az-Zumar, and it continues to the ayah number 46 of Surah Fussilat. So there are, in fact, quite a few chapters that are in between those two. We have We have Surah Az-Zumar, we have Surah Ghafir, we have Surah Fussilat. There is the discussion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in each of those surahs that go in across many different topics. But tonight, inshallah, I picked just about eight passages that we will be discussing, inshallah, from these chapters. The first is in Surah Zumar. We'll begin very early in ayah number 7. Ayah number 7 of Surah Zumar, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, if you disbelieve, in takfuru fa inna allaha ghaniyun ankum, that Allah Ta'ala, if you disbelieve in him, then realize that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has no need of any of you. There's no need that that Allah Ta'ala has of any individual or any group of people. Nor wala yarda li ibadihi al-kufra, and he does not approve of his servants to disbelieve. Then Allah Ta'ala says, but if you become grateful, wa in tashkuru, that if you become grateful through faith, yardahu lakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be very appreciative of the person who becomes grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very interesting concept. So Allah ta'ala just told us that he has no need of anybody, right? So if a person, whether a person believes or disbelieves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has absolutely no requirement for a person to believe in him. Meaning nothing of Allah changes. His dominion, his kingdom, his lordship, nothing changes. So Allah is reminding the believers that if you don't believe in Allah, if you choose to fall away from the straight path from Islam, then that is something that ultimately will only affect you. But if a person does believe, and if a person does show gratitude, by the way, and Allah Ta'ala here shows, subhanAllah, he shows here again, the opposite of kufr is shukr. The opposite of disbelief is gratitude, which means that iman, the strength of a person's belief, is directly tied to how grateful they are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person believes in Allah, that means that ultimately at some level they're grateful to Allah. And if a person wants to increase their faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that means that they have to increase their gratitude, right? Because he says, "In takfuru fa inna Allah ghaniyun ankum." If you disbelieve, then Allah has no need of you. وَلَا يَرْضَى لِعِبَادِهِ الْكُفْرَ. Allah Ta'ala will not be pleased that his servants go to kufr. وَإِن تَشْكُرُوا. But if a person is grateful, if you are grateful, then what? يَرْضَهُ لَكُمْ. That Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. So Allah has no need of you, but he will show his gratitude and his appreciation towards the one who does what they're supposed to do. This is true love. This is true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it almost reminds me of like when my children, you know, I don't need them to cook for me. I don't need my children to cook for me. I can cook for myself. My wife can cook for herself. We can feed ourselves. But if one day my son, Musa, my daughter, Iman, they decide to go and get two pieces of bread and a slice of cheese and they take it and they put it together. And they say, "Baba, we made you this sandwich." And you look at it and you say, "Man, where's the lettuce? Where's the tomato? Where's the turkey? Where's, you know, human beings will start critiquing it. But I will still appreciate the effort that my children put forth. Even if I didn't need it. I wasn't hungry. This isn't what I wanted. But I'll appreciate their effort. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us how our relationship is with him. Whatever you do, if you're grateful, Allah will appreciate it. Then Allah Ta'ala continues, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. And no soul will be burdened with the soul or with the burden of another person. No individual will be accountable for the things that another person does. This is a Quranic and very important theological principle, that for better or for worse, no individual will be given the burden of another person. Everybody is on their own. Everybody is on their own. Nobody is going to be able to say, "Oh, you know what? This person made me do that. This person made me do this. This person made me do this." No. Every single person is going to have to represent themselves. No one will have a wazir. No one will have a representative or a minister to represent them. Every single person has their own. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. And to your Lord is your return. فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. That Allah Ta'ala will inform you. He will let you know of what you used to do. And it's interesting because the verb here, فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ, the verb to let somebody know something, نَبَى, that word in Arabic means to let somebody know some information that is like, that's like big time news, right? That it's something that changes their mindset or their behavior. But Allah Ta'ala is going to tell us about the things that we already did. In kuntum ta'malun. The things that we already did. If you already did something, don't you already know it? Well, the problem is that the human being does and we forget. We do and we forget. We do and we forget. How many sins have we committed that we don't even remember, subhanAllah? How many prayers have we missed that we don't even remember that we missed them? How many things have we said? We can't even recall what we said. So the human being on the Day of Judgment, when we return to Allah, will be informed of the things that they used to do because if we were to arrive on the day of judgment and we had to, you know, hold ourselves accountable for the things that we did, we wouldn't be able to recall all of it. Okay? إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Because Allah Ta'ala knows well what is hidden in the heart. This verse, you know, these surahs, by the way, I mentioned are Meccan surahs. And you find in Meccan surahs, you find very strong reminders of iman, like very strong imani reminders. And this is perhaps one of the strongest in that I've read, you know, in terms of its weight, its power. This is one of the strongest in the Quran altogether. The next verse that we'll go to is actually the next verse, number 8. So we have number 7, then number 8. Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. That whenever anybody is touched, مَسَّ means to be touched by something, right? Like you just barely touch something, okay? وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ. When some sort of difficulty touches humanity, what does humanity do? دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا. They cry back to their Lord, turning to Him alone, مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. Whenever anybody gets put in a situation of difficulty, they immediately go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They rush back to Him, okay? And then Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ إِذَا خَوَّلَهُ نِعْمَةً مِنْهُ. That as soon as the blessings are showered down, are given, are bestowed from Allah to this person, نَسِيَ مَا كَانَ يَدْعُو إِلَيْهِ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah Ta'ala says the person completely forgets, and they forget about the one that they had cried to earlier. So it's interesting. We run back to Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he puts us in a situation that gives us a little bit of discomfort, we rush back to Him. But the minute that Allah gives us comfort, we forget. Think of the times that we make dua. Are the times that we make dua, are they filled with times of ease, or are they times of difficulty? Are they moments of ease or moments of difficulty? Everybody calls out to Allah in moments of difficulty, but really strong believers, truly strong believers, call out to Allah in both times of good and times of bad. Okay? وَجَعَلَ لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا. And they set up equals to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيُضِلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ, to misguide others from His way. قُلْ, say, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, تَمَتَّعَ بِكُفْرِكَ, that you enjoyed your disbelief for a very little while, قَلِيلًا, you enjoyed your disbelief for a very little while, إِنَّكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ, but verily you will be from the people of the hellfire. This verse teaches us about the very nature of human beings. إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا, right? That Allah Ta'ala, He says that إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. That human beings were created very agitable, very irritable. We have that within us. We're very hasty, anxious people, right? When bad things happen to us, we fall apart. And when good things happen to us, even when good things happen, we become very stingy. We become very restrictive with it. So here Allah is expounding upon that concept more, particularly in the part of how we respond. And He says that whenever anything bad happens to a person, they rush back to Allah and they call to Him. But when something good happens and Allah starts to shower blessings upon that person again, He says they forget who they called. They forget the one that they prayed to. This is a very, very unfortunate reality. Think of how you would feel if you had friends who only called you when they needed you. But when it was a good thing that happened in your life, a celebration or, you know, a festivity, they didn't call you, they didn't check up on you, subhanAllah, right? And then He continues and says that what? That people have set up, these people have set up gods with Allah in order to divert people away from the straight path. And then Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is commanded here to say that you maybe enjoyed your kufr for a very little bit. You enjoyed it, but eventually in the afterlife, it will get back to you. Okay. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we'll go over tonight is verse number 10. Verse number 10 from Surah Al-Fusilat. Here we have, or Surah Al-Zumr, sorry, Surah Al-Zumr. Here we have a beautiful verse where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, is being told by Allah to remind the believers of something. So Allah reminds us here, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حُسْنَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. That here Allah Ta'ala is saying that be mindful of Allah. اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. Be mindful of your Lord. Those who do good in this world, they will have good in the, they will get the reward. And Allah Ta'ala, He says, وَأَرْضُ اللَّهِ وَاسِعَةٌ, that the earth of God is very spacious. There's a lot of opportunity for people to do good. There's a lot of opportunity for people to do good. Those who they bear patiently with what they are given, they will have their reward with no limit. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us that no matter what happens to us in life, if we can be لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ, that we do the best that we can in this life, Allah will give us a good reward. And if we're patient in the next life, then if we're patient in this life, Allah in the next life will give us reward without any limit. The next section that we'll do is also from Surah Az-Zumar, verses number 53 and 54. 53 and 54. And these verses, subhanAllah, are the verses that the companions of the Prophet ﷺ said. These are the verses that gave them the most hope. These verses are the verses that gave them the most hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when they heard these verses, they couldn't help but just feel so optimistic about their relationship with Allah. Allah says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that, say, O Prophet, that, O my servants, meaning Allah Ta'ala says, O my servants, الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, those who have wronged themselves, have gone way beyond the limits and have transgressed their own souls. لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever, ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing that a person does is greater than Allah's mercy. Not a single thing that an individual does is greater than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even the entire combination of all of the sins that all of humanity commits can be outdo the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if He chooses to forgive. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا. Allah can forgive all of the sins, every single one of them, right? No sin can outdo the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. But there is a condition. What's the condition? وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. That we have to turn back to Allah and do our best to submit to Him. And do our best to submit to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمْ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنصَرُونَ. Before the punishment comes, otherwise there won't be any help. So repentance and tawbah is something that Allah has made so easy for us to access, so easy for us to gain. If a person wants to seek forgiveness from Allah, it's so simple. But there is a cutoff date. There is a cutoff date. Allah's forgiveness is so simple. We just have to turn back to Him. Turning back to Him means what? Means we have to try our best to cut off the things that we're doing that we know are wrong. If we know that we're struggling with something, we try to work on that. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. If you miss one prayer, it doesn't mean you miss the next four. Don't just stop because you messed up one thing, right? inaba, to turn back to Allah sincerely, is something that is going to be a work in progress. But you can do it. Ila rabbikum wa aslimu lah, and submit to him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them, pray, fast, give charity, submission is part of that process. If we don't do this before the punishment of the day of judgment comes, then it'll be too late. It'll be too late. That's why all tawbah is accepted until one. Until when? Until the day of judgment, until the sun rises from the west. That's when the day of judgment will start. And no tawbah will be accepted from that point forward. Because why? Because the signs have become manifest. The signs have started to show. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us and allow us to be those who are the ones who seek forgiveness. Speaking of forgiveness, the next surah is Surah Ghafir. Surah Ghafir. Surah Ghafir is a very beautiful surah. The name means the forgiver. The surah is speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the third verse, Allah uses the word Ghafir, the name of the surah, when he describes Ghafir al-Dhanbi wa Qabil al-Tawbi Shadid al-Aqabi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he describes himself and he says that he is the forgiver of sins, the acceptor of repentance, the most stern in his punishment, the tawl, and he is the owner of all of abundance. He is the owner of every single thing. La ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-masir. That there is no God except for him, and to him alone is the final return. Allah Ta'ala here gives us four descriptions. Ghafir al-dhanbi, wa qabil al-tawbi, shadid al-aqabi, the tawl. That he is the one who forgives any sin. He is the one who accepts any repentance. And if a person doesn't do those first two things, then what is he? Shadid al-aqabi. He is the one who is the most stern in his punishment. So it's interesting here how Allah does not begin the description by talking about his punishment, but rather he concludes the description by talking about punishment, because his door for mercy is always open first, right? And then he says that tawl, that he is also the one who is infinite in his bounty. So out of the four descriptions given, three of them are motivational and inspirational and hopeful, and one of them brings us back down to earth, Shadid al-Iqabi. Okay? La ilaha illa huwa ilayhi al-masir. That no God is worthy of worship except for him, and to him is our eventual return. The next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is, he says that ma yujadilu fi ayatillah, that no one disputes the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa alladhina kafaru, except for those people who disbelieve, those people who do not accept and who reject Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're the only ones who can't see the signs of Allah. Everybody else on the world, when we witness things, we say subhanallah, our heart admits and yearns that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So then he continues, فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلَّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ, that do not be deceived. Do not be deceived by their different prosperity and their movement throughout the land. What does this mean? Allah Ta'ala here is giving the believers a very interesting reminder. And he's telling the believers that when you see that people who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you see that they have prosperity and they have the ability to move around the earth and to do things, don't think that this means that Allah is pleased with them. Don't mistakenly believe that, oh, you know what? Just because this person has money, just because, I remember when I was younger, this used to be a funny question. You know, if Bill Gates isn't Muslim, why does he have so much money? That was like a question that kids used to ask. And it's funny because this is a big theological problem that people have, even getting older. And Allah Ta'ala answers it here. He says, فَلَا, فَلَا what? فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ, Don't be deceived that these people are able to do what they like on the earth. That has nothing to do with their end life. It has nothing to do with their deeds or their status with Allah. Nothing to do with that at all. It's just a place that people are, and Allah Ta'ala allows them to be able to do what they like for whatever reason. But the afterlife is where things will become real. So Allah Ta'ala then continues, if we go to ayah number 77 and 78, Allah Ta'ala continues, and He gives us how we should respond when things get difficult. It says, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ وَعَدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. Be patient, because the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Be patient, because the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. Then He says, فَإِمَّا نُرِيَنَّكَ. That if, and whether we show you, بَعْدَ الَّذِي نَعِيدُهُمْ, or if we show you what we have promised them, oh, if we show you that you are going to die or cause you to die, then to us is going to be your return. So he's telling the Prophet ﷺ here that ultimately when you look at the situation of the people that are around you, those who disbelieve and those who believe, and you see these people, then realize that Allah Ta'ala's promise is ultimately true. That there is no reason to discount or disbelieve that, you know what? The believers are people who will be blessed in this life and the next life. And while there may be some apparent visual blessing that a person who does not believe has in the next life or in this life, in the next life, they're not going to have any of that. Everyone's going to pass away. Everyone's going to die. نَتَوَفَّيَنَّكَ فَإِلَيْنَا يُرْجَعُونَ. That whether or not you pass away, whether or not you see what they have, everyone's going to be returned back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person experiences difficulty in this life, they understand that, you know what, it's limited to this life. And ultimately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're all going to return back to Him, Azza wa Jal. The last verse that we'll do for today is from Surah Fussilat. Surah Fussilat is the 41st chapter in the Quran. And Surah Fussilat has one of the most beautiful descriptions of the moment of death that a person will go through. What's going to happen when the believer passes away? And there's also the further description, but we don't have enough time for today. He says, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That for those people who say, our Lord is Allah, and they remain steadfast, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ, that angels will descend upon them saying, لَا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا, don't have any fear, don't grieve, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. Here's the good news of paradise, that which you've been promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاءُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. We are the ones who are supporters of you in this life and in the hereafter. There you will have whatever your soul wants. And you will have whatever you ask for. نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. This is your accommodation from the one who's غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. The one who's all-forgiving, all-merciful. This is the statement that the believer will hear when they're passing away after living a life of trying to do their best. After living a life of trying to pray, trying to live by Allah as best they can, when they are falling into the next life and their soul is leaving their body, they will hear the words of the angels, لا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا. Don't be afraid. Don't be concerned. وَأَبْشِرُوا. Be happy. بِالْجَنَّةِ. Because paradise is what you're going to get. أَلَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. This is the words that the person who has a good soul and tries their best, these are the words that they will hear. I ask Allah Ta'ala to make us amongst them. I apologize, we won't be able to do any more from this beautiful juz because we're at the end of our time for today. But I do appreciate everyone joining us for today. And inshallah, I hope that everybody is, as I am, very tired from the last 10 nights because we're trying to use our best to worship as much as we can. Inshallah, we'll be back here. Tonight we'll have our recitation, inshallah, at 10 p.m. Central Time, but tomorrow we'll have our next explanation of the Masjid of the Quran, juz number 25, tomorrow, same time, same place. Barakallahu feekum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you and from me and from everybody together. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.